There's been no shortage of Republican rhetoric about shrinking the government, even eliminating entire agencies. Here's presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney on the stump.
More jobs, less debt, and smaller government. We got to hear that day in and day out. More jobs, less debt, smaller government.
It goes beyond rhetoric, though. Republican leaders want to extend a pay freeze for government employees and make them contribute 5% more to their pensions. I stopped at the Jukebox Diner in Northern Virginia to discuss those proposals with the president of a government employees union.
Tom Webb is now retired, so he has time to sip coffee under the neon lights of this classic diner on a weekday afternoon. He's president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3615. He says his members are frustrated by Republican efforts to reduce compensation for federal employees.
Yeah, and we seem to be like an ATM machine for this Congress.
That's been a recurring theme from Republicans. In Romney's economic plan, the former Massachusetts governor argues he can reduce the deficit by nearly $50 billion by making federal compensation, including benefits, in line with the private sector. Webb spent 30 years at the Social Security Administration. He's bristled at some of what he's heard from Romney about protecting taxpayer money by reforming the government workforce.
We're taxpayers, too. You know, and we contribute to the economy.
Democratic Congressman Jim Moran has represented Northern Virginia for more than two decades. He admits the federal workforce is more diverse than portrayed.
Many people have the misimpression that virtually all federal employees vote Democratic. That's not the case. Now, blue-collar federal employees tend to vote Democratic, and there's a somewhat higher proportion of minorities among blue-collar federal employees.
But Moran argues Democrats are expanding their appeal beyond those blue-collar workers during this cycle. He says Republican proposals represent an onslaught to the federal workforce, a group he says has given its fair share already.
Federal employees have already contributed $65 billion to a deficit reduction.
That money came into the federal coffers when President Obama froze federal workers' pay for 2 years, which didn't sit well with many of them. And earlier this year, the president asked Congress to allow him to streamline the federal workforce.
There's a real opportunity right now for us to fundamentally rethink, reform, and remake our government so that it can meet the demands of our time.
Republicans in Congress never gave the president that tool, so he never had to implement a plan to consolidate agencies. All told, Congressman Moran says he's expecting more government workers to vote for Democrats in November than in the past.
Just out of survival instincts.
But that's not how Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf and other Republicans in the region see it.
Would I disagree with it? Absolutely, positively, categorically, without any doubt about it.
The GOP sees its best chance in the region with the Pentagon and the contractors that depend on military spending. The failure of the so-called super committee to cut the debt set up a process called sequestration that kicks in come January. Without intervention from Congress, hundreds of billions of dollars are scheduled to hit the Pentagon's budget over the next decade. Barbara Comstock is a Romney campaign co-chair and a member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Her Northern Virginia district includes McLean, home to many defense contractors. Wearing a royal blue Romney for President t-shirt, Comstock explains that her neighbors are worried, and they blame President Obama.
You know, President Obama would gut our defense at the same time that he wants to massively increase taxes.
But Comstock says the fear isn't just among multi-billion-dollar defense firms.
The defense industry is very integrally involved with our high-tech industry, and that is a lot of small businesses and spin-offs and growth in our economy comes from our high-tech industry.
Congressman Wolf says the pending defense cuts, coupled with a federal pay freeze, will make many government workers and contractors in the area hesitant to support the president for a second term.
The only place the Obama administration has made any cuts have been they've been freezing federal employees year after year after year. So I think we've seen this administration fail with regard to federal employees.
Wolf parts ways with his party when it comes to rhetoric and policies surrounding federal workers, but his argument is one the Romney campaign is pushing in the region. Of course, many federal employees will consider more than their own paychecks or pensions when they head to the polls. At a time of bitter partisanship, and at times infuriating gridlock in Washington, many voters are skeptical about the claims made by candidates from both parties. I met up with one of them, Pentagon engineer Chuck Dorsey, as he was preparing lunch for his wife and son at his quiet home in College Park, Maryland.
So I just thought I'd make some soup here, and got long rolls and sliced bread.
Dorsey has been with the Pentagon for three decades, making him eligible for retirement. but he's in his early 50s and says he's not ready to cash in his pension just yet. That's partly because he's skeptical the benefits promised to him will still be there when he leaves. While he's not advocating for a pay cut, Dorsey says it only makes sense that Congress should re-examine federal pensions, including his own, as lawmakers try to tackle the federal budget.
There are going to be cuts to Medicare, renegotiation of Social Security, and why should civil service retirement be exempted? The pain's got to be shared all the way around.
Dorsey is tempted to vote Libertarian, a protest vote, just to voice skepticism with today's Democrats and Republicans. He's dubious of what he's hearing on the stump from the major candidates about getting the economy moving and about reining in the debt.
Looking at the way things have turned out over the last 4 years, they don't have the kind of control they pretend to have. I don't think they can make good on any promises they want to make.
That kind of skepticism about the political process makes campaigning even more complicated for all candidates in the region. When then-Senator Obama won Virginia in 2008, it ended more than 40 years of Republican dominance in Virginia presidential politics. This year, the Commonwealth's federal workers and contractors could prove whether 2008 was a fluke or whether President Obama is here to stay. I'm Matt Laszlo.